Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, it is a football Friday, and while the record isn't great for the Giants, I do think we have to get to a point where we start raising the expectations. Forget about the postseason or all those different things. Forget about the tough schedule. That's been the narrative that I'm sick and tired of hearing about all year long. The Giants have the quarterback. He is in play here. We're watching him. Of course, we're going to learn more about Jackson Dart each and every week. But the expectations going up against a 49ers team that has been banged up all season long, and they've been okay, whatever, 5-3 on the year. Okay, they're fine. But they're not unbeatable. And when you're talking about a home game, when you're talking about a team that has now the offense in place, remember, that was always the biggest question with Brian Daboll, whether it was Daniel Jones, whether it was Russell Wilson, and now, of course, Jackson Dart. Well, he's an offensive guy. How's the offense going to look for this Giants team? And that part has looked very good, even without Malik Nabers, and now it's going to be without Malik Nabers and Cam Scadaboo. But I still have confidence that the Giants offense is going to be able to score points, is going to be able to move the football. Even in a game where they lost in New Orleans, moved the football, just turned it over way too many times. So the offense for the Giants has gotten to the level where you expect them to compete week in, week out. Now, to me, is where we need to watch the defense. And that's not obviously about the Jackson Dart development. It's not exciting. It's not sexy. It's not seeing if Jackson Dart can play, you know, protect himself and play less reckless football, meaning protect the football, protect his body, all those different things. You can have issues with a kid as competitive as he is and plays the game as hard as he does and runs the football the way that he does. We'll evaluate that, sure. But Brian Daboll is going to be judged in the final nine games on his win-loss record. And the way that that win-loss record improves is if the defense, with a bunch of big-name players, actually does its job. I don't care what Dexter Lawrence says, what Carl Banks says, what BT or me have to say. They need to go out there and do it. Whether it's Dexter himself, whether it's Kayvon Thibodeau, whether it's Burns, whether it's Carter, whether it's the guys in the secondary, I don't want to hear injuries excuses. I don't want to hear the linebacking excuses. I don't want to hear, oh, well, the pressure's almost getting to the quarterback. I don't want to hear this almost defense. I don't want to hear about high altitude blowing games that you never should blow. I don't want to hear about the prevent defense and the coordinator Bowen. I want to see wins. This team, certainly defensively, preseason, pre-Jackson Dart, defense was supposed to be the identity of this Giants team. That's how many people, well, I wasn't one of them, but many people believed in this Giants team. Before Jackson Dart ever set foot on the field, it was going to be about the defense leading the way to a competitive season. And then eventually transitioning to Jackson Dart and seeing how he would develop in his rookie season, whenever that may be. So why now, just because Jackson Dart comes into play and the offense has been moving the ball and exciting everybody with the way that they've been scoring points, getting touchdowns? Remember just a few weeks ago how hard that was? Well, now they do it with regularity, scoring a bunch of points. That's not why they lose. They lose because of the defense. That was supposed to be their identity. And if Brian Daboll can't figure out how to get this defense to play better, whether it's people in the organization criticizing one of their best players, maybe trying to motivate him, whatever it may be, I don't care. But I need to see different results. Otherwise, everybody should go. The guy who brought in the players on that defense, Joe Shane. The guy who's coaching those players on the defense, Brian Daboll. And then, of course, some of the players themselves. I don't want to hear about the extension from Kayvon Thibodeau. I don't want to hear about the trade rumors with Kayvon Thibodeau. I want to see them go out there and play. Play New York Giants football. Play New York Giants defense. And go beat the 49ers at home. A beatable team. You're going to likely have Mac Jones. He's a sitting duck back there. Go get him. All right, yeah, McCaffrey's tough. What, you can't stop the run? All those guys you have, you can't stop Christian McCaffrey? Figure it out. Figure out a way. Because regardless of how good Jackson Dart is, that's the future. Obviously, it's a part of now, too, but you're excited about the future with Jackson Dart. That's not going to change. So what are we waiting for here to start actually winning some football games, to judge this team based on wins and losses? It's the defense that cost them against Dallas, even with Russell Wilson, who had a historic day. Wasn't his fault. Wasn't the offense's fault. You could blame the offense in Washington. Can't blame them week two against the Cowboys. That's on the defense. Offense gives you repeated leads, especially one with under a minute to go. Figure out a way to close it out. They didn't. Okay, learn from that. Denver game. Figure out a way to close it out. You had a big lead. Defense was playing great through three quarters. No excuse to allow 30-plus points in the fourth quarter. No excuse. It just doesn't happen. Even for a rough defense, that's hard to do. And this was not supposed to be a rough defense. This was supposed to be their identity. It's getting overlooked because of the emergence of Jackson Dart and Scataboo. Think about how exciting both Dart and Scataboo have been to the level that we overlook, certainly early on, the season-ending injury to Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers became an afterthought. He was an afterthought because everybody was excited about Dart and Scataboo. Of course, you missed him, but it wasn't, oh, how are we ever going to score any points without Malik Nabers? It was, oh my God, we got Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. And they were winning. Even just a couple of games, a lot more than we've seen in the last several years. But it's about the defense. That's where the primary focus should be. Not about the beef between Carl Banks and Dexter Lawrence. Not about Kayvon Thibodeau maybe being traded, maybe being, you know, keeping him here another year and potentially extending him. Not about Abdul Carter almost getting to the quarterback. Get to him. Get to him. That's what we need to see. And I expect it to happen. I believe it's in there. At the very least, to another level. If you're not going to say to a great level. Remember, we were talking to whoever it may be. Baldy. We had Kevin Burkhardt on before week one. And we're asking him about, hey, is this going to be a potentially top five defense? All right, maybe not top five defense, but certainly should be a very good defense in the NFL. Look at the players that they have. And maybe the one thought was, well, if the defense isn't going to be good, it's going to be because the offense can't move the football and they'll be on the field way too long, way too often. That's not the case. So while standings-wise, this game on Sunday with the Giants and 49ers doesn't mean a ton, when you're 2-6 and you're in last place yet again, and you feel like season is lost because you lost Scataboo, no Nabers, I get it. They didn't make a trade acquisition, at least not yet. It feels like all hope is lost and it's not about the record. But make no mistake, this is not just about evaluating, and it certainly shouldn't be. It's not just about evaluating a rookie quarterback and his new head coach. This guy has been here for 4 years. And even myself, I've said it, well, it's kind of like year one here with Shane and Daboll and drafting their rookie quarterback. Yeah, it is in that regard. And those guys have already passed that test. Dart appears to be the guy. Daboll has coached Dart and that offense well enough that even without Nabers, they've scored a bunch of points and have won some games. Obviously, like we said, a new challenge now without Scataboo. No excuse. Go out there and do it. And I believe that the offense will continue to produce. and looked the way that it has, for the most part, under Jackson Dart, which is significantly better than anything that we've seen before with Brian Daboll. So, check. Dart seems to be the guy. Check. Daboll seems to be the guy to maximize what Dart can do. Check. Obviously, you want to see how that plays out the rest of the 9 games as well. But what we don't know is if Brian Daboll knows how to win football games yet. We saw it at a mild level in year one, but that gets erased when you have the significant regression that we've seen in the 3 years since. It also gets erased when you see the way that they've continued to lose games. The kicker situation dating back to a year ago, the blown leads, the last second losses, whatever it may be. That continues to happen. That has to stop. If you are a backer in Brian Daboll or want to believe in Daboll and want to see more of him, that's where you should be looking. Not about just Jackson Dart and his development or his emergence. You should be looking to see what that defense can do. And it's an easy out to just blame Bowen. Oh, defensive coordinator. Like, come on, you got to remember. Wink Martindale was here. Him and Daboll had issues. Wink Martindale no longer here. It can't just be, well, fire Bowen and everything's going to get fixed. Or, oh, get healthy in the secondary and everything's going to be better. I'm not so sure. Are the players actually good enough that they brought in to have success defensively? And are the coaches good enough to maximize whatever players they have there to close out games, to get wins, to make plays? Right now, the evidence tells me no. Whether it's playing Abdul Carter out of position, whether it's playing a prevent defense late in games, whether it's not maximizing what Dexter Lawrence can do, it may not be a scheme thing, but you better believe that a motivation thing should be coming from a coach. The great ones, the great coaches, they don't even really have to motivate their great players. So why is Dexter Lawrence needing to be motivated by Carl Banks? Why can't the Giants themselves do that? Those are things that I'm looking for on Sunday in what I believe to be a very winnable game against a good 49ers team. Good 49ers team. Last week's loss to the Eagles, I'm kind of throwing that out. Look, is it nearly impossible to sweep, especially for the Giants from their perspective? Eagles Super Bowl champs, good enough to beat them once in your house. Haven't swept them since 2007, haven't won there since 2013. I'm going to throw, plus they got screwed over every which way by the officials. I'm going to throw that out. The week before, they should have beaten Denver, who I think is the best team in the NFL. And at the very least, if you want to say the Chiefs, so be it. You can't make, like, I can make as good an argument as you can for anybody else outside of the Chiefs. And I can still make an argument that I think they're better than the Chiefs. They have a better record. Start there. For now, point is, Giants had them beat. They had Denver beat in their building and beat them good. So I'm going to look at that being more the norm. Even with the injuries, this is a very, very winnable game. Go win it. Because if 2-7, or if 2-6 turns to 2-7, and 2-7 somehow turns to 2-8, or you're looking at 3-11, then there is no more argument to be made. I get the appeal of pairing Daboll and Dart. I get it. I also understand winning games is important. And I'm not so sure this head coach knows how to do it. And based on evidence so far, the evidence is against him. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
How are you, Brian?
Listen, I'm doing good, except for this season. I'm a huge Giants fan. I want to know, if you had the pro and con box, what are the reasons to keep Daboll? I used to be a huge supporter. To me now, the only pro I have in him is just, his passion on the sideline. That's it. That's what was missing with Robert Saleh. I don't get what the reason for keeping him is, because I feel like in that Denver game, I was in the third quarter. We were shutting them out, and I still was just looking at the clock. My wife's like, oh, we're going to win. I'm like, would you please stop? And then it just crumbles. And I feel like he finds ways to lose, not to win.
Look, his passion is certainly an asset. I love that about Brian Daboll. The other thing would be the obvious one. They selected, and mainly Daboll selected, Jackson Dart as his guy. He's the guy. That's a huge, huge positive. However, however, Brian, where I'm with you is that it's got to start resulting in wins. 2-6 is 2-6. And the way that they're losing these games, there is a difference in just losing a game and say, well, you know what? They gave it everything they had. They just got beat by the better team. That would have been okay if that happened in Denver to me. It was okay that it happened in Philly. I'm okay with that. The losses that they had in Dallas, the losses that they had a year ago in Washington without the kicker, the loss that they had in Denver, that can't happen, especially in year four when there's no more excuse, when you have players on defense and you have your quarterback.
And it doesn't look good with, obviously, we all talk about Daniel Jones, who I'm happy for. I'm thrilled with his success. Good for him. But we can't keep hanging our head on the one win 3 years ago or 4 years ago in Minnesota. That's it. That's all we got.
Correct. And he is, and thank you for the call, Brian. Good stuff. He has regressed. Daboll has regressed significantly. Not to mention, as we had, BT and I talked about that earlier in the week. To me, the biggest indictment of Brian Daboll might, in fact, be the success that, and it's not just Daboll, it's Shane as well, the success that Daniel Jones has had in Indianapolis. Because why is Jones able to have that success immediately, but he couldn't do that here, period? It's either A, because he wasn't coached the right way, the way he's being coached in Indianapolis, or B, the structure around him, the organizational structure and the pieces around him are better. Which is an indictment of Joe Shane. And it's probably a little bit of A and B. And it's year four. Which is why when you say, okay, well, it's great that they got the quarterback. Well, I want to see them win. So if they have the quarterback and the offense is fixed, which it is, why then aren't they winning games? And the easy out would be, wow, it's Denver. They're very tough, Sal. You didn't think they'd win. Correct. I know. But I also didn't think they'd be up 19-0. I also didn't think they'd have a lead late, scoring another dagger touchdown the same way they did against Dallas and blow that. So the way the game played out to me is a big difference. Too many times we're sitting there watching a frustrated Brian Daboll fall just short of winning a game for a variety of reasons. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Paul is calling from Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Sal, how you been, man?
Good, Paul. How are you, my friend?
I am good, man. Details in life are everything. And your costume today is detail-rich and just funny as heck fire, man.
Are you watching on YouTube?
Glasses.
You're watching?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you checking in on YouTube. Yes, I am dressed up. We could get into that in a little bit. But thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate you watching.
And as a Yankee analytics nerd, I have to ask you, should we trade Carlos Rodon this offseason while his value is high? Because as I've told you for years in the overnight, starting pitchers just aren't worth paying. Rookies are dominating this postseason, with the exception of Yamamoto, who is earning his money for the Dodgers. Boy, I hope he has one tonight, too.
You know, just,
I'd like to see a Game 7.
Well, I don't know. Thank you for the call, Paul. I don't know if I'd like to see a Game 7. I'd probably like to see the Dodgers go home, although I could see the drama. When would Game 7 be? Tomorrow night? I got something to do tomorrow night. I hope it ends tonight. Tonight I'll be home after the trick-or-treating a little bit with my daughter and my wife. And watch the game, maybe see it end, hope for the Blue Jays. Tomorrow night's going to be a pain in the neck because I'm going out. I don't want to deal with that. Yeah, trade Carlos Rodon for who? For what? You're not trading Carlos Rodon? And just to be clear, I am not a Yankees analytics department member. If you're checking out on YouTube, it'll probably be posted on social at some point here soon. I am a member of the Yankees DON, Department of Nerds. As you see here on my pocket, D-O-N, Department of Nerds. I mean, that's what the Yankees have. Why not come up with the Department of Nerds costume today? So glad you enjoyed that. Patrick is in Melville. What's up, Patrick?
As I'm sure
Aaron Boone will, you know, when he gets word. Hey, we got to get that picture. Can somebody send me the picture that we took? I want to text that to Booty just to make sure he doesn't miss that. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the big thing about the Giants is it's real. The owner is just loyal to a fault. I mean, he keeps, like, putting his, you know, it's kind of like the definition of insanity, doing the thing over and over again, expect a different result. I mean, Daboll's had 4 years. I mean, I'm glad for Jones' success. He wouldn't have had it here. But I just think that you don't really have to tie your head that that Dart needs Daboll to be a coach. Because you can just tell that if you have the right coach. I mean, look, for example, look at the what the guy's doing in New England. I mean, Drake May looked like a mess last year because he had a horrible coach, and now New England looks like a totally different team, and they're basically a playoff team. So I think we need to stop, and sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. I mean, and it goes over and over again. Like, the Eagles had Carson Wentz, who was basically a Super Bowl, almost took him to the Super Bowl. They got him out, and they got a new quarterback. It's just time. Sometimes you just got to move on and try to find a better thing and just keep thinking that the same old thing is actually going to do better.
Let's not make it, and thank you for the call, Patrick. Let's not make it like Brian Daboll is the only coach who could have success with Jackson Dart. Now, while I say that, I am also somebody that who has said, I want to give them a chance. This is weeks ago, before they even started winning. For me, it was less about what Dable's done in the past and more about, okay, well, now I really want to evaluate him with the guy that he picked. But once you pass that test, now it's okay. Well, now it's on to the next test, which is why I'm saying I don't necessarily want to break them up. I'd like to keep it here and see them have success. What I'm saying is the final nine games are, for me, an evaluation as the team, an evaluation of the team overall as a whole. I'm looking at the defense. I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. The offense has been fixed, even with the injuries. And there are certain things that you will excuse from a rookie. See, I have excused them, and this is why I'm telling you that I'm consistent. I excused them from the Saints loss. I picked the Saints to win that game because I understand that things happen in the NFL, especially with rookie quarterbacks. And that's exactly what happened down in New Orleans. Now, you'd still like to see the Giants win that game. It's the only win the Saints have this year is against the Giants. But it shows you their margin for error, the Giants, is not nearly enough. But they did turn the ball over five times. But while they turned over five times, they moved the football consistently. So I chose to, at that point, which was start two for Jackson Dart, say, okay, well, at least they moved the football consistently. The rookie mistakes will get cleaned up, and when they do, they will win games. And they did just that the following week against the Eagles. But then when you blow a game like they did in Denver, that's showing that how can I trust that the coach knows what he's doing when even the pieces that he has played well enough to have a big lead in the fourth quarter and they still found a way to lose that game? And that's happened often, multiple times over multiple years. I need to see that get cleaned up before I just say, well, I need to see more with Daboll and Dart. I have to see that get cleaned up first. Otherwise, what he does with Dart to me is irrelevant. BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back. I came dressed today as Yankees Department of Nerds. BT came dressed as the Mets in the postseason. He's not here. He's out sick, so he couldn't make it in today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Football Friday, we'll have Nick Costos later on, get you set for Week 9 in the NFL. We'll have the Perfect Parlay Picks segment later on as well. With Costos, we get the game last night to react to as well. Nothing really there, although Lamar Jackson. You know, we talk about Shohei Ohtani, and everybody says he's the greatest player ever. For me, I look at Lamar Jackson as the greatest football player, at least that I've ever seen. I'm not going to go back into the history and the annals of, you know, all these great players and quarterbacks and running backs and defensive studs. I know a lot of the names. I'm just saying from my personal viewpoint, from my eyes, watching Lamar Jackson play football and do what he does both as a runner and a thrower, it's as impressive as I've ever seen. I've seen great quarterbacks, obviously, that could throw the football. I've seen great quarterbacks and running backs that could run the football. Lamar, to me, is the best combination of both. Good to see him back on the football field. They win last night. Take care of the loser Dolphins that got Week 9 started. But some big matchups this weekend, including the Bills and Chiefs. That'll be a huge game, 4 o'clock. I'm very curious to see where the Bills are at now. Bouncing back nice last week against the Panthers. Chiefs, everybody's believing they're the best team in the league again. So we get a big matchup with that one. Colts and Steelers, another huge matchup. Are the Colts for real? Okay, even if you say that they are, this game to the Steelers coming off a loss to the Packers on Sunday Night Football, on the road for the Colts, you know, outside of the confines of that dome, on the road against Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh's defense has not been very good. So that's a big game as well. I mean, look, Week 9 here starting to separate, the big boys starting to separate themselves, from the pack here. So those are the two biggest games that I'm looking for. You know, Packers and Panthers, Lions and Vikings, Bears, Bengals, not really. Yeah, the other games actually stink. Falcons, Pats, no. Giants, Niners, to me, and again, I know it's 2-6, and I know we're New York here, but that's an intriguing game because the Niners still a top team and battling for a playoff spot or battling for the division in the West. And what are the Giants? What are the Giants? Are they the loser team that we thought they've been for the last 3-plus years and the only difference now is they found a quarterback? Or are they a team that is back in play to win some games here down the stretch, regardless of how difficult their schedule is? A team that beat the Chargers at home, team that beat the Eagles at home. A team that I still believe can beat the Niners at home, especially a banged-up Niners team. Still 2-6, all right, record-wise, standings-wise, season over. Still a lot to be determined of what this Giants team is here in year 4 with Brian Daboll that has nothing to do with the star rookie quarterback. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Alex is calling from Southampton, New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. And I love, you got me cracking up. Yeah, I love BT's costume. That was really funny.
Yeah.
You got me there. But listen, I am on with you, man. I'm sick and tired already. They want to anoint this coach, Giants coach, like he's a quarterback guru. I used to love Daniel Jones. I know it wasn't his fault, but you had him, and look what he's doing now with another team. So don't tell me you're a quarterback guru. Fix the team. Fix the defense. Learn how to run. Learn how to run your team. We lost that team. We lost that game because he didn't take control. He let the defensive coordinator run wild. If you don't improve the team this year, I want him gone. I don't need to see anymore. I don't want to hear about quarterback guru. Any coach, any good coach can coach a good quarterback. Players make coaches. Coaches don't make players. And I'm sick and tired of people thinking that this guy is the best in the world.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex, for the call. I appreciate it. I agree with a lot of what you said, although I do think that there are times where coaches definitely make players, or at least make the most out of players. But the question was always, and it has been for years with Daboll, can they find the quarterback? Get the quarterback. Where's the quarterback? I wanted them to take one, not last year. The year that they took Neighbors, I wanted to find the quarterback. They didn't. They went with Daniel Jones again. It failed. And then they finally got their quarterback this year. And then, obviously, to your point, you see what Daniel Jones is doing elsewhere. But to me, it's no longer about the quarterback. They checked that box. It might be the biggest, most important box to check. They checked it. Jackson Dart has all the tools, has all the characteristics, traits, anything you want and a franchise quarterback. Now, obviously, he's got to have some sustained success. Player of the month is not going to do it. You got to have sustained success. But there's real reason to believe, as opposed to, he might, I'm not so sure. There are many reasons to believe that that box has already been checked by the Giants. So now what about the other boxes? That's what I'm looking to see checked. I mean, if not, what are we doing here? And you're right. Dable couldn't do with Daniel Jones. They got Jackson Dart. Okay, great. But now you gotta start winning games. We've seen other coaches have good quarterbacks that continue to lose and they get fired. Now, if you believe in Dable, even with his record being as bad as it is, you need to evaluate these final nine games to see that the results are going to follow. Like, I could believe in him, and I do believe the Giants have a chance this week to win a game. Next week, same thing in Chicago. Like, I had this argument with BT. I still think the Giants could win seven games. Five of the final nine. 5-4 shouldn't be asking a lot when you have a quarterback. And you have the players on defense that they have. But we actually need to see it. I don't know how, if the Giants continue to lose and they end up with 5 wins or fewer, that anybody can be like, well, we found the quarterback, at least let's bring him back again and go to year 5 with Shane and Dable just because they found the right quarterback. Jimmy is calling from Warren County. What's up, Jimmy?
Sal, what's going on, bro?
How are you, Jimmy?
I'm chilling. Hey, with Jackson Dart, that's a small sample size, but he doesn't strike me as the type of guy that would really suffer from a coaching change. Because Brian Dable, he might not have lost the whole locker room, but since week 2, I've been saying, it looks like he's losing Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence looks uninspired, he looks tired, and unengaged. And that's how I look at my job, because I don't want to be here anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you do? What do you do for a living, Jimmy?
I'm a truck driver. I like driving the truck, but I don't like the place I work at. And that's how Dexter Lawrence looks in the post game. He looks like that on the field, and he's looked like that since week 2, Sal.
Right. So if you remember, if you're a listener of the show, Jimmy, and we appreciate you taking the time to call, and good luck with your job. I get it, man. I get it. I had plenty of jobs I wanted no part of. And that's why I was working at Home Depot, and Scazzeri would call and be like, hey, somebody called out sick. We need you to come fill in for Mike in the Med. I was like, see you later. Shut my lad off. Told the boss, they're like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to the Fan. Ah, but we got lines. That's not my problem. What are you going to do, fire me? I don't care. And they didn't. You started to learn, at least I did, how little they could do to you. Because I was always afraid to call in sick and this and that. And then I started to do it because, with good reason, I would go to the Fan. And I never got in trouble at all. Maybe a little like, oh, you called out sick again? I'm like, yeah, I did. So be it. So I get it. Hang in there, Jimmy. But Brian Baldinger was on with us. He's been on with us every week of the NFL season. I'm pretty sure he said it after, it was either week 1 or week 2, to your point, about Dex. And then I was hearing some rumblings he might be hurt. And that was my whole issue with the Carl Banks situation. Like, Carl's entitled to his opinion. He very rarely goes out of his way to criticize a player, certainly to that extent, off the broadcast. Like, during the broadcast, at times he'll be critical of certain plays. And I'm not here to judge Carl as a broadcaster. I really don't care anymore. We had our thing. I don't care. There were reasons for that whole thing, whatever it may be. But my issue was, Carl's there. He's around the team. Why is he questioning? He might be hurt. I don't know. Maybe he's hurt. Well, why wouldn't you just go ask him? Is he hurt or not? Like, Carl should know that. And if he isn't hurt, then Carl should say that. Not couching it by saying, well, maybe he's hurt, makes me think maybe he's hurt. I don't know. I'm not around the team. Team doesn't give me any info. Maybe Dexter Lawrence is hurt. Here's what I know. I love Dexter Lawrence. Love Dexter Lawrence. He's one of the few guys that we had a chance to interview when BT and I were out there 2 years ago, maybe. Maybe it was 3 years ago, because we didn't go this year to Giants training camp, and we didn't go the year before that. But the year prior, we had Dexter Lawrence on. I love him. Love him. Great kid, great personality, and you all know he is a beast of a player. So what's wrong? Is he hurt, or is he checked out on this coaching staff? And was the message from Carl trying to motivate him? I have no idea. Nobody tells me anything. I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. But it's on, to me, on the coaches to make sure every player is motivated, specifically their star player. And that might be an issue as it pertains to Dexter Lawrence. Or maybe he's hurt. I don't know. Maybe somebody around the team should actually ask and then let us all know. BT and Sal on the Fan. Or he came to work today dressed as the postseason version of the 2025 Mets. Didn't show up. All right, 888, and you guys, it's a radio show. We're not on TV, but we are on YouTube, so you can see there. And on social media, of course, where just people are so kind. The compliments are coming in left and right. I was checking the messages during the break. People love the costume. I am dressed up as a member of the Yankees Department of Nerds, which we know, of course, is running the show here. That department includes Aaron Boone, you know, Cashman, you know, all the guys we don't know about. So I today wanted to be one of them. So I am a Department of Nerd member, and we appreciate all the positivity that is out there on social media. 888-808-1019 is the number to call as we, you know, focus on the Giants here to start the show. We'll have Nick Costos on later on, 1240. We'll do the Perfect Parlay Pick segment later on this Football Friday. We'll get into some baseball as well. We can do that coming up at 11 o'clock. But I really do think, like, first of all, we get into sports, you know, as sports fans, for the games. The storylines are great, of course, but we love watching the games. And I hate that too many times in the last decade that the games, as it pertains to both the Jets and Giants, are irrelevant. When you have a 2-6 record, obviously the game is going to be, in large part, irrelevant. In this particular case, it's not, because you're still evaluating a head coach that now has a quarterback on to see if he could actually win some games. Not about would the development of Dart be hampered because another head coach, that's nonsense. A good quarterback, to the caller's point before, a good quarterback will be a good quarterback with any head coach. Maybe not any, but, you know, a solid head coach. But the team around them, and this pertains, I guess, Joe Shane as well, the general manager, that needs to be better with this Giants group. That's what I'm looking to see. So it went from all these years, oh, Daniel Jones, when are we going to get another quarterback? Now they have the quarterback, and immediately it should shift to, okay, well, now that they have the biggest question answered, how are they going to start winning some football games? And when you have a defense that they have, like, this is not the Jets at 1-7 in year one of a total rebuild with Muji and with Aaron Glenn, where I said in the beginning of the year, their record to me is irrelevant. It's about how they perform throughout the course of the year. You want to see some growth. You want to see some discipline. You want to see things buttoned up. You want to see a foundation being laid. Well, we're beyond that with the Giants. The foundation should have long been laid. I thought that was being the case in year one, and it was not, because it was not sustained. And it doesn't just get an automatic restart because of a quarterback, especially when we feel like we know the answer on the quarterback. I'm not saying Jackson Dart's going to be a Hall of Famer or is going to be Patrick Mahomes. What I'm saying is there's enough evidence to truly believe that Dart's it. He's answered the question. The quarterback search should be over. He's no longer the problem, or that is no longer the problem. Now you focus on, okay, how do we elevate to the next level with that quarterback? Because there's no reason why you should be losing with a quarterback, especially if it's not in year one. They have pieces on defense. Win some games. And there are no excuses. I don't want to hear, well, Scatterboo's hurt. Well, look at the 49ers. They don't have the starting quarterback, not to mention one of their top receivers. They've been banged up all year long. Richie is in Stanford. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Sal, good morning. I totally agree with your assessment so far, but what you just said, the only thing that I think is that you're missing, and by the way, I agree with you, Dable and Dart, it doesn't matter, but in your assessment of how winnable these next nine games are for the Giants, I mean, you're comparing it to the previous eight games, and I'm sorry, I disagree with you on the one thing you have not mentioned yet, mm-hmm. which is a very, very, very important ingredient, is they don't have Scatterboo. And unless Tracy turns into Saquon Barkley, they don't have a running game.
No.
I mean, Scatterboo's the reason why they, you know, but I just, I mean, my point is that, you know, look, these next nine games, okay, the Giants' offensive line is not that good. I don't care if Dart's Patrick Mahomes Jr., what do you think every defense is going to do? They're going to stack the box and come after him like it's nuclear war.
The running game.
Apples and oranges.
Richie, first of all, I did mention Scatterboo being hurt. I don't care. I mean, injuries are not that I don't care. I'd love to see Scatterboo back. I'm saying it's not an excuse to me.
I think it hampers their ability to win games.
Well, I mean, you'd rather have
it's
your best
players. It's a different Giants team now.
Hold on, Richie. You'd rather have your best players, of course. I bet you said the same thing about Malik Nabers. Has that hampered their ability to win games?
No, exactly. I agree, but they've got two other guys.
Who's more instrumental to their success as an offense, Nabers or Scadaboo?
I agree. All I'm saying is that without Scadaboo, Dart better do nothing other than three-step drops or he's toast. I mean, it's a different Giants team without Scadaboo.
Obviously it's different. It doesn't mean they can't win games, and thank you for the call. I think you're overrating the importance of Scadaboo, and I love Scadaboo. You can find guys that can run the football. Now, the energy, him and Dart being running mates, those are things that they're going to suffer. The injury to Nabers far more hurts the Giants' offense than losing Scadaboo. Tracy's done some good things. Again, do I love him as a back? No, he's not Scadaboo. But you can run the football. The Giants' run game improved when Jackson Dart started under center. That's when their run game started to get better because his ability as a dual threat. Now, I'm not knocking Scadaboo or trying to minimize what he brings to the table. But far better players have been hurt, and teams have had success. What's more important, Brock Purdy to the Niners or Cam Scadaboo to the Giants? So it sucks. I love watching him play. It's not going to be easier without him, obviously, but it doesn't mean that they can't beat the Niners or the rest of the schedule. The Bears aren't, I don't think the Bears are good. Now, do I expect the Giants to win both? I don't know. Maybe my feeling will change after this Sunday. I expect them to win this game Sunday. Packers, Lions, difficult. All right. At Patriots, difficult. The rest of those, the four games after that, it should be equal footing here. You're focused on the one thing in Scadaboo. What about the other parts that they do have? The quarterback. And you're knocking the offensive line. I don't think the offensive line has been bad. If the offensive line has been bad, the Giants wouldn't have had the amount of success they've had offensively. Forget about the win-loss record. Offensively. With Thomas back healthy, the offensive line has been good. What about the defense? I started the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
50 minutes ago, talking about the defense. That was supposed to be the strength coming in. It's got to be the strength moving forward. That plus Dart should equal some wins. Nick is in New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Hey, so I think there's almost no way the Giants end up firing Brian Daboll at the end of the year. because they're just way too loyal to him. And the Giants in general as an organization are loyal to a fault to their head coaches and GMs. And also, it just like, they're going to come up with a bunch of excuses. It's going to be Cam Scadaboo was hurt. Malik Nabers was hurt. Their schedule was tough. It's all just going to be bad luck, and they're going to do the same thing all over again. And let me just point out, like, you know, with everything that Daniel Jones is doing now in Indianapolis, it would be crazy to me for Dable and Shane to both have a job next season because, you know, at least one of them's got to be the problem. And it's not like the Colts are like this bastion of success for quarterbacks. Like, they're not, they haven't exactly been the best organization for developing quarterbacks in recent years. And Daniel Jones is flourishing there.
Let me ask you, Nick. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I want to ask you a question. And I know my answer, but I want to hear yours. Is there anything they could do, meaning Shane and Dable, the rest of the way, let's say 6-3, 5-4, that could change your mind?
Yes. I think it's possible. But I think it's unlikely. And now I wouldn't necessarily say there's like an exact record that they have to pull off. I think a lot of it depends on what goes on. But let me just say, like, the Giants' schedule coming up is very tough. And it is possible. And I'm not saying this is definitely going to happen. But it's not totally outside the realm of possibility that the Giants lose the next six games in a row. Like, that's not crazy to me, given what their schedule looks like. So, look, I just don't really think it looks good for them this year.
Yeah, but that's fair. At least you're fair about it, Nick. Very good call, and thank you for that call. WFAN NFL Football, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. I agree that it does matter how they look, but I also think that they need to start winning some games here. And obviously, based on what you've seen, while it's possible, it's unlikely that they would go 6-3, 5-4. Based on everything you've seen in 4 years, it's unlikely they would go 6-3, 5-4. But it is possible. And if they do that, then I think you have to be fair and keep an open mind. That's where I'm at. And I actually believe it's more likely than you do, Nick. Because I don't look at the next six games and go, oh my God, they can't win these. Starting with this Sunday, like, if they lose this Sunday, to me, that's a bad loss. They've got to win this game Sunday to have one of those records that I'm talking about. Because if you can't beat the Niners at home, why would I have confidence you're going to beat the Packers, Lions, Patriots, even Commanders? Or Cowboys, for that matter. I believe this is a winnable game. And I look at those last four games, Washington, Minnesota, at the Raiders, Cowboys, as winnable games. I think it's very realistic they could go 5-4. Do I have a lot of confidence that's going to be the case based on what we've seen? No, but I believe it's possible. And this is one of those games that I feel more confident in them winning, as opposed to, say, against the Packers or the Lions. Could they lose six in a row? I mean, sure. That's been the norm for the Giants over the last several years. But I do truly believe this is different. Even with the injuries to Nabers, even with the injury to Scadaboo, I believe it's different. I believe the Giants are back in play to compete each and every Sunday, regardless of the opponent. And I am choosing to believe that the last week's loss to Philadelphia was more about the Eagles and the bad calls and just chalk one of those games up to not your day. And I'm putting more stock even in the loss to Denver than anything else, because that was an impressive performance to me outside of the coaches coughing one up in the fourth quarter. Coaches and the defense. Which is why I'm focused on that. We'll see what happens this Sunday. This will be a telling game. I understand arguments on both sides with Dable, but there are nine more games to go, and maybe he can change the naysayers' minds with some wins. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.